Welcome, brethren. The Puget Sound Ecclesia wants to extend a warm welcome to each of you. And it's a joy to see each of you here, and especially we hadn't expected so many from a distance, so it's a blessing that you would come all the way here. You know, oftentimes the adversary does everything he can to keep us from coming. So I appreciate that you may have gone through quite a few lengths to get here. And also, you know, as the trouble in the earth increases, we do not know how much longer we'll be able to meet like this. So again, thank you for coming. We also want to thank the speakers for their long hours of labor on our behalf. It's bound to have taken a great deal of self-sacrifice to prepare the lessons. So thank you, brethren. At the beginning of the convention, we cannot help but anticipate many blessings. We look forward to 2+ days of grand and glorious fellowship together. We can't help but wonder what topics the Lord has prepared for us through the serving elders. May the Lord richly bless their efforts. The theme text for the convention is James 1:12. Now, we have a little different text up here, and there's quite a story behind that, and I think I'm going to let a dear brother explain that tomorrow morning. But the theme text is on your program, and it's James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. It's only those who love the Heavenly Father supremely that will exercise this kind of endurance to the end. Brethren, are you exercising this cheerful, willing endurance? Do you embrace your trials? We are hoping that the study tomorrow will help us all better do this. Trials and temptations are opportunities to prove our love and loyalty to the Heavenly Father. Do you immediately bring this to mind when you're tempted? What if somebody begins to evil speak? This is an opportunity to prove your loyalty. Are you going to take up reproach, or are you going to be faithful to the principles of God? What if you're wrongly treated in some way? This too is an opportunity. Are you going to return evil for evil? Let's remember, these opportunities are not just what we do outwardly, but what we do mentally. In Matthew 3, we see from the temptations of our Lord that Satan can inject thoughts into the mind. Thus, we are not held responsible for what comes into the mind, but we are held responsible for what we entertain. We will see some scriptural proof on this tomorrow. So, if thoughts of malice or bitterness enters the mind, what do you do? Do you encourage those thoughts until the bitterness grows? Wouldn't it be better to think to yourself, I will diligently use this opportunity to demonstrate my love and loyalty to God. I will reject these thoughts and I will look for the good in this experience. Each of us should be asking ourselves these questions and more. As we are reaching for the more lofty ideals that the Heavenly Father puts before us, we must not become discouraged. We may fail repeatedly, but what better way to prove a person than to give him an impossible job and see how hard he tries? Again, what better way to prove a person than to give him an impossible job and see how hard he tries? It's not just the outward, but the inward success or failure. That is what God is looking for. We certainly look forward to how all of you will expand on these thoughts and more tomorrow. Finally, the Greek word translated patience in our theme text also has the thought of steadfastness and constancy. Let's always remember reprint 747 in this connection. We may be like that, may we rather, be like that unfailing spring that does not fail in summer or winter. May we too be not conformed to the atmosphere, but be steadfast Christians, displaying that constancy, that cheerful, long-suffering endurance. Let's always strive to be sweet-tempered, firm yet kind, gentle, gracious souls, always near to God, always with faces shining, always willing to shower blessings of the truth on others. Now, even though these things are not done perfectly, if they are flowing from deep down in our hearts, the Lord will see our steadfast persistence for good. Time after time, experience after experience. We will thus prove our absolute love and loyalty to God. We will receive that crown of life that is promised. And may the Lord bless us all to that end. Again, we want to welcome all of you to the 2012 Puget Sound Convention.